Authorities are still trying to determine a motive for yesterday's attack in San Bernardino, California, where 14 people were killed.
The FBI is investigating several possible motives, including workplace violence and terrorism.
We don't know a lot right now, but one thing is clear, that violence like this has no place in this country and in this nation.
Attorney General Loretta Lynch called the shooting antithetical to our values. Syed Farouk and a woman who could be his wife or girlfriend, Tashfeen Malik, shot up a conference center rented for an event by his co-workers. Investigators are now searching the couple's phone, internet, and travel histories, along with property. A car believed to have belonged to Syed Farouk was cracked open and searched. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
British fighter jets have started airstrikes in Syria against the Islamic State. This comes after the British Parliament approved the airstrikes just yesterday.
From Cyprus they go. Four aging Tornado fighter bombers. Mission one, an oil facility in eastern Syria. British Defense Secretary Michael Fallon says they went after
oil wellheads there, hoping to disrupt the flow of oil and the revenue that the Daesh terrorists gain from oil.
Just who's buying that bootlegged ISIS oil is still up to debate. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Canada's six biggest banks have defied a slow economy and posted high quarterly profits. Don Kelly reports.
The Royal Bank, TD Bank, Scotiabank, the Bank of Montreal, CIBC, and the National Bank earned a total of $34.88 billion in net income during this fiscal year. That's up almost 5% from last year. Banking analysts have been warning since late last year that the sharp decline in the price of crude oil could lead to higher loan losses for the banks as oil patch companies and laid-off workers struggle to repay their debt. But some of the banks still posted record results. Don Kelly, The Canadian Press, Toronto.
It is the last month of the United Way of Quinty campaign. They are still sitting at 51% of their goal of donations. Spokesperson Judy Gilbert says they have a lot of work to do. Gilbert says there are many groups and companies who have not checked in with them yet. She says a lot can change over the course of the next 2 weeks, but she is concerned. It's that time of year again. The annual Belleville Firefighter Toy Drive is in full swing. Angus Argyle has the story.
Belleville Firefighter and Toy Drive Coordinator Ryan Turcott has been hard at work all year gathering toys for the less fortunate kids of Belleville.
So I'll start shopping basically Boxing Day, trying to pick up clearance sales, clearance deals, and be working, raising money, collecting toys all year round.
The Toy Drive is a well-rooted program that has run in the city since the 50s. Drop-off sites can be found in major establishments across the city.
So we have a few official drop-off sites, which would be both fire halls, the one on Moira Street or the fire hall across from the train station. We also have the Bayview Mall, where you can drop off in front of a liquor store, or Quinty Mall, where you can drop off directly in front of Toys R Us.
Their mission this year is to make Christmas special for over 1,300 children in the Belleville area. Angus Argyle, QNET News, Belleville.
A Belleville community group has come together to provide warm clothing for incoming Syrian refugees. Jessica Fairchild created the Red Yarn Project. She is asking for knitters from around the area to knit mittens, scarves, and toques for when the refugees land at CBFB Trenton. Fairchild says this project is gaining attention because people can actually do something to help.
This is something people can practically do with their hands, and it feels, even if you can make one hat, it feels like you're a part of something bigger.
Right.
And it feels like you'd be a part of something that makes a difference.
An information night will be held tonight at 7 p.m. at the Quinty Wellness Center for those wanting to volunteer, learn to knit, or donate money or supplies. The Canadian Mental Health Association for Hastings and Prince Edward has been trying out a new kind of therapy, coloring. The coloring program is meant to help those who suffer with anxiety. So far, the results have been positive. Sandy Sidesworth, the executive director of the association, says coloring is a great way for people to relax and forget what's happening in life for a little while.
It's a low-cost program. It doesn't demand a lot of time from staff, and yet it fills a real niche or a real void in the mental health community. Mental wellness community, maybe, is what we should be saying.
Sidesworth says this therapy helps her relax from the stresses in her own life.
I suffer from depression and anxiety, and I find having a chance to ground myself, take a breath, focus on something for a while, allows me to kind of regroup and move on with the rest of my day.
The group meets on Fridays at the association's offices on Octavia Street in Belleville. It's free and open to anyone wishing to add some color to their day. A Belleville teenager is aiming to bring karate gold back home. 13-year-old Julia Wilson has chosen to represent Ontario at the National Karate Championships next month. Wilson says she couldn't be happier.
Ecstatic. I'm so excited. I definitely couldn't have done it by myself. I had to have him, of course, to push me, and it's all about hard work and determination.
Although Wilson says this is the farthest she's ever made it in karate so far, she plans to take it much farther.
I plan to keep going until I am higher belt than sensei. Just hope to, when I'm older, maybe open a dojo of my own and teach my own students.
The national championships will take place in Richmond, British Columbia in January. That's QNET News on 91X to 405 Sports is next.
What if the Kardashians needed real jobs? Since 24% of younger people who want jobs can't find them, where does a job seeker start?
If you're between 16 and 29 years old and you're not returning to school, start here. Loyalist Community Employment Services now offers new youth employment programs. Find out how they can help you. Visit Loyalist Community Employment Services, Dundas Street beside Pinnacle. Whatever your age or stage of life, start here. This Employment Ontario program is funded in part by the Government of Canada.
Good afternoon, I'm James Gond with QNET Sports. It looks like the World Junior Hockey Championship will return to Buffalo in a couple of years. Reports say USA Hockey has selected the city to host the tournament in 2018. A formal announcement is expected tomorrow. The tournament drew over 330,000 fans when it was held in Buffalo in 2011. Green Bay and Detroit will kick off Week 13 of the NFL season tonight and in Detroit. The Packers have a 7-4 record, while the Lions are 4-7. Green Bay is chasing Minnesota in the NFC North standings. A local man is being inducted into the Ontario Golf Hall of Fame. Reporter Jordan Merkley has more.
Belleville resident Dave Mills is being recognized for his extraordinary contributions and accomplishments in the game of golf in Ontario. Mills has been involved with the Golf Association of Ontario since 1986 and was the executive director of the association in Uxbridge for 18 years. He led initiatives such as the GAO Scholarship Program and participation in Canadian and Ontario Summer Games. He also led the process to establish the Ontario Golf Hall of Fame and helped to have golf recognized as an official sport in Canada. Mills and his wife have since moved back to Belleville. The induction ceremony will take place on May 4th at the Wooden Sticks Golf Club in Uxbridge. Jordan Merkley, QNET News.
Kevin Bailey is a Queen's University Golden Gales goalie. He played Belleville minor hockey and, according to his head coach Brett Gibson, is one of the best in Canada. Angus Argyle has the story.
Gibson has high expectations and knows how much potential Bailey has.
By Kevin's standards, his second year probably wasn't up to par where his expectations are, because his expectations are as high as mine for him. I think he's one of the best goalies in the country, and this year he's really shown to be that.
Bailey says his success in hockey stems from the minor hockey associations he comes from.
If I didn't have the support in Belleville, and specifically from the Belleville Bobcats and the Quinte Road Devil organizations, I don't know how my life would have turned out. I don't think I would be at Queen's University.
He says with the Bulls gone, Belleville has lost a piece of history, and kids won't have the same opportunities he did. Bailey attended the Bulls' annual hockey school, both as a player and coach.
They would take the current players and they'd run you through some drills and help develop some skills. And one year in my OHL draft year, I was fortunate enough, Edward Pasquale couldn't make it that week and they invited me to work at the camp. So I actually ended up working there, even though I wasn't on the team. And that was a really cool experience for me.
Angus Argyle, QNET News, Belleville.
Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville, today mainly cloudy with a high of +5. Tonight, a low of -1. Tomorrow, a high of 7. And on Saturday, a high of +8. At 4:09, it's 4 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm James Gond. News on 91X next at 5.